that courier isn't here in 5 minutes, I'm going to turn his skull into a... Oh, there you are. I presume this person meets all of my requirements. You are quite lucky to be alive after failing me once. You will not survive a second mistake. No groveling, just leave us. So, here you are. It was quite difficult to find you. Well, difficult for my servants. If I were to demean myself to such a menial task, I would have found you in minutes. Regardless, I certainly hope you are worth the wait. We have much to do, my new servant. I do not recall giving you permission to speak. I will forgive you because speaking freely is necessary for your task. But always remember whose presence you are in. I am sorry. I think I misheard you. I could have sworn you just called me the Evil Queen. I am certain that is not what you said. Because not even a lowly commoner like you could possibly be foolhardy enough to use that spiteful nickname right in front of me. Yes, I thought so. Just so you know, my proper title is Queen of Garil, Empress of the Great Abyssal Empire, and Most High Sorceress. For the sake of brevity, you may address me as Your Magnificence. Excellent. Come closer. I wish to get a good look at you. You are quite pleasing to the eye. The last advisor that was brought to me was absolutely horrible to look at. What? Yes, as an advisor. Are you telling me that you were not told why you are here? Oh, he was in too much of a hurry. Too bad. He had almost redeemed himself. You there, guard? Find the courier and throw him to my chimera. It has been nearly a week since the poor thing has had human flesh. A diet of beef and mutton is hardly fitting for one of my creations. Now, I suppose I will have to explain exactly what it is you are here for. I have recently found myself in need of a diplomatic advisor. Well, you see, ever since I seized the crown of Garil and started building my empire, I have mainly relied on strength. My magic is potent and far-reaching, and I have amassed one of the mightiest armies in the world. And for a while, I never imagined I would need anything else. But you see, until recently, I had the rival. Karela the Great Witch holds power similar to mine, and was creating a competing empire. But she made too many enemies far too quickly, and a group of nations allied together. They are currently in the process of dismantling her domain, piece by piece. I am becoming increasingly concerned that once they are finished with her, they will turn to me next. So I need to learn how to play nice with the leaders of this new alliance. Oh, no, no, no. Do not misunderstand. I have no intentions of becoming friends with that troop of chest-beating apes. I just need to buy some time to gain enough power to take them all out at once. My goal is to build a globe-spanning empire, encompassing every land and every race. Anything or anyone who gets in the way of that goal is practically dead already. I sent my courier, may he rest in pieces, to fetch someone well known for being likable. And it sounds like people in your hometown have quite a lot of good things to say about you. I trust that you will be more suited to helping me win the hearts of my enemies. I expected that response. I would be careful about false modesty, servant. It will not get you anything pleasant from me. Now that you are here, you be serving me one way or another. An advisor is the best option by far. The next best position would probably be as caretaker for my chimera. It would not be a very pleasant job, but at least it would be over soon. Everybody slips up at some point, and chimeras, much like myself, are not known for being forgiving. But if you are really sure you are not capable of being my advisor, then that is better. I am glad you are not being stubborn. Stubborn servants do not last very long in my service. So I imagine the first thing I should be doing is sending them a message to convince them that I am not a threat. Does that sound right to you? Good, good. That desk over there is for you, complete with writing supplies. Sit down and make use of them. I am going to dictate the message to you. You have the unique privilege of interrupting me if what I'm saying doesn't seem friendly enough. You do know how to write, don't you? Wonderful. Now, let's see. To the so-called Eastern Kingdom Alliance. What? Already? What did I say? Well, if I recognize their alliance as legitimate, aren't I implying that they're doing the right thing? This alliance of theirs is nothing more than the cowardly instinct of the weak to huddle. Oh, okay, now that I'm saying it out loud, I can see how that would be taken as hostile. So remove the so-called. All right, to the Distinguished Eastern Kingdom Alliance. Gag me. Allow me to be the first to congratulate each member or nation on their decision to gang up on... No, you don't even need to say it. I heard it as soon as it came out of my mouth. Oh. On their decision to unite against an enemy of peace. Oh. I am starting to feel genuinely ill. I am not kidding. Anyway, moving on. I wish to take this opportunity to remind you that while my actions may resemble those of Karela the Great Witch, my intentions are entirely different. The several nations that I have conquered are lazy, self-destructive yahoos who needed a guiding hand. Alright, fine then. Lazy, self-destructive barbarians who... Oh, come now. That is 100% true. You cannot deny that. You were all worthless before I came along. I mean, you are still worthless, but now you can pretend you're slightly more important, being the subjects of the world's most powerful sorceress. They won't see it that way. Blah. That is because they're morons. This is much harder than I thought it would be. Maybe I would have better luck with seduction instead. I mean, some of the leaders are female, but that has not stopped me before. Well, even if I did choose to say something different, how would I convince those self-righteous idiots that my conquests have all been justified? Watch it. I did not hire you to question my morality. I hired you to make me look good. Well, look innocent. I always look good. So, I'm waiting. How do I explain the several wars I've waged on all of those so-called innocents? Of course, you do not know. Then why are you here? I should have known a commoner would not have the brains to handle politics. Too bad I killed off anybody with leadership skills when I took over. Oh well, guards. Oh, don't bother groveling. Well, maybe you can grovel a little. But if I were you, I would not be insisting that I did not do anything wrong. I would be explaining how I would be able to serve better in the future. If I were you... Is that how you friendly types know how to say things people like? Pretend you were them and think about what you'd want to hear. Interesting. I may have solved my own problem. I do not have to justify my conquests. If I were them, I would not believe a single thing I said. I would want to hear about how I would change. Perhaps you will be useful to me after all, as a source of inspiration, if nothing else. And I suppose you did have some useful insights earlier. All right, I will keep you after all. Now, we do need to finish that letter at some point. But personally, the whole thing has me exhausted. We have plenty of time to work later. For now, let's take a break and have dinner. It will give us a chance to get to know each other outside of work. I trust you have nowhere else to be. Of course you do not. I was only joking. From now on, the only place you ever need to be is wherever I want you. The only thing you need to do is follow my orders. Isn't that nice? You can leave all the thinking to your queen. Sometimes I wonder why so few people seem to appreciate that. But you're happy to let me handle things, aren't you? Very good. Oh, you know, I have not thought about what I want to call you. No, not your name. I cannot be bothered to learn everyone's name. Title. Servant? Oh, but I have so many servants. Advisor. Perhaps sometimes, but I want to be able to call you something less formal. When I'm in a good mood. Helper. Yes. I like that. You are my little helper. That is what I will call you from now on. Come along, little helper. Let's see what the cooks have ready for us today.